yesterday afternoon, and we spent about an hour or so together. Did he call you afterwards?
No.
Oh, I suggested that he do that. He told me that, I think it was the day before yesterday, at a judicial conference, a cocktail party, I went in there for a couple of minutes. Nick was there, Hugo Black was there. Hugo said, Nick, he blamed his appointment, his father was retired. And he sort of volunteered that. Nick, he couldn't make up pretty badly. No, but after talking around about it, good deal, Nick and I both feel that the father will have to retire. Retirement means full pay.
Yeah, I understand all that.
Yeah. And the father and the son were supposed to get together today. Son takes a position that he won't let it go.
You told me that. Both of them, the opposite way I understood, they're going to get together night before last, what Nick told me.
Well, that was apparently was an error, and it was supposed to be left. And I haven't heard anything from him. No. Nick said that, let's assume that they agree that son gets the post as far as the time. Nick said that he was worried that there'd be fallout, there'd be criticism. An appointment that you made has forced an appointment that you made has forced a retirement from the court, you see? And Nick thought that there might be a kickback on that. Well, I don't think it amounts to much. I don't think it's much of a concern. I think that you ought not to be in a position, and I so told Nick, you ought not to be in a position of having official knowledge of what the father's going to do. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And, but I don't think the flank will be serious. I think that people who criticize the successor appointment will criticize the successor appointment in any event. And the fact that new face is substituted for Nick will probably please those same people. So that I'm not concerned about it, and I still believe, and so does Nick, that if the father and son come out with an affirmative result, that it'd make a good appointment. Now, there are two other names that Nick brought out. One is Morris Abram. Do you know him?
No, I know who he is.
Well, he's a fellow from originated in Atlanta.
Yeah, I know about him. I know all of his background.
Yeah, well, strangely enough, I never met him until about 2 weeks ago. So that I know nothing about him personally.
I wouldn't want him because of his connections with the folks in New York.
I see.
This man's going to be mine if I ever name him, if I have to get AW.
Yeah, well, good. I'm just 1,000% for that.
So let's try to find somebody of that type.
Yeah. Well, I really believe that this is the best fellow. You know, I did talk with Clark, you know about that.
Yeah.
And with a negative response.
Yeah.
Now, Nick reviewed various other people, but I don't think that any of them really got anywhere. In his own mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you want me to see if I could find out from Tom whether they reached any results.
I would put myself in position to, without being inquisitive or too curious. I don't know. I really don't know how to do about it. You ran into him. You won't be doing that on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
You might call him and say,
Well, he did call Clifford. Do you know about that?
Yeah. You told me, that's all I know. What did he say to him?
And then Clifford has not talked to me since that time, and I suppose that Clifford told him that he thought that he would have to make the choice. In other words, that he'd have to get off.
Why don't you find out from Clifford what he told you?
I think maybe that's the thing to do for me to call Clifford.
Then I think I'd call Tom and just say that I got in a call for you and you left. You don't know whether it's about this or not,
yeah. But
that you feel that I may want to do that. You don't know. Attorney General's calling me now.
Oh, I see. All right, well, I'll be right here.
All right, you want to just hold on? Let me take it and I'll come right back.
Yes, sir.
All right. What line is it? Hold him. Hold him.